I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, the U.S. Capitol protest on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. State and federal law enforcement groups are gearing up to protect state houses after reports of protests being planned in all 50 states. The FBI says they're looking into social media posts to see if people are hoping to start problems here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Federal investigators say they do not have any specific or substantiated threats to Salt Lake City, but still, the violent protest at the Capitol has them gearing up for possible problems.
We got a heightened posture here at the FBI, carrying through the weekend and the inauguration on the 20th.
FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Dave Fitzgibbon says they don't want to interfere with people's rights to protest peacefully, but they still have to look at each possible threat on a case-by-case basis to see if it's actually criminal.
We work very closely with our U.S. Attorney's Office on the statutes and where that line is drawn. Sometimes it could be a gray line.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:01. Governor Spencer Cox says it won't take much for him to deploy the National Guard this weekend if planned protests get out of hand. Governor Cox says he respects people's First Amendment rights, but
we want to make it very clear that the Constitution only protects your rights together peaceably, and that there will be zero tolerance for any violence whatsoever, any property destruction.
The governor says all measures will be taken to keep the Capitol complex secure. Meantime, so far, no units of the Utah National Guard have been sent to Washington, D.C. That's according to Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Thomas, who says they're monitoring the situation in D.C. ahead of the inauguration. Utah's National Guard says they will support other troops if called and needed. Congressman John Curtis is revealing a threatening message left taped to his office door today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
Curtis was on MSNBC and asked how he's feeling about his safety. That's when he held up a paper with his picture on it. The eyes turned to skulls and it said, quote, wanted for treason for resisting the true electoral victor, Trump.
I was taped to my office door just a few minutes ago. And it's in reference to me not supporting the objection to the articles of impeachment.
Curtis says he and his colleagues are concerned for their safety, but later tweeted, this doesn't make him fearful or angry. It makes him sad for the divisiveness in our country. The Capitol has had heightened security since a group of protesters broke in last week. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
National security officials have just laid out their plans to protect the nation's capital during the inauguration next week. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Vice President Pence and federal emergency management officials ensuring Americans that their newly elected officials will be safe during next week's inauguration.
I imagine the question in everybody's mind is, why is it we think that what happened on January 6th can't happen again next week? And I would point very keenly to the level planning and coordination we've been carrying out for more than 9 months.
FBI Director Christopher Wray also says they are staying on top of any attempts in Washington, D.C. and across the country.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter about a number of events surrounding the inauguration.
Ray confirmed over 100 arrests have been made in the insurrection so far, and 200 other suspects are being sought. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has some advice for anyone who's thinking about coming to the area to start trouble.
You need to turn around right now and go home. You are not welcome here, and you're not welcome in our nation's capital. And if you come here and act out, Virginia will be ready.
The entire National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be closed on Inauguration Day. The measure is the latest step to prevent more violent protests. More than 20,000 National Guard troops have already been mobilized to protect the presidential swearing-in. And President-elect Biden is set to lay out his COVID-19 plan in just a few minutes from now. The president-elect has said getting the virus under control is his number one concern. Tonight, he will lay out his plan for doing so, as well as how to prop up the economy. It's expected he'll announce a nearly $2 trillion plan to speed up vaccinations and provide more economic stimulus. And we will bring you the president-elect's remarks live in just a few minutes. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Now an update on an Amber Alert out of Price this afternoon. Here's KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
This is an Amber Alert notification of a child abduction in Price, Utah, and police are asking for the public's help. The suspect is identified as 38-year-old Jacqueline Gardner, who is 5'8", 165 pounds, has blonde hair and blue eyes. The child is identified by police as an infant girl with blonde hair and brown eyes. Gardner is driving a red 1999 Volkswagen Jetta with Utah plate 2, G is in golf, W is in water, Z is in zebra. If you have any information, please contact Price Police at 435-636-3190 or simply dial 911. This has been an Amber Alert of a child abduction. Our next alert will be in 30 minutes.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
One crash, and that's all it took to jam up the drive northbound I-15, where we have emergency traffic in Davis County. Delays start as you're leaving Farmington, and these are stop-and-go speeds all the way up to the crash at Center Street Clearfield. We had an accident on 5600 West called out at 2400 South. That may have cleared. An auto-pedestrian crash on West Temple just to the side of 33rd South, and a crash Sunnyside Avenue and 1700 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.